choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The gospel is the promise of the Holy Spirit that is to come after the departure of Christ. So we'll look at some verses so that you can look at it in your Bible or follow them along on the screen. But we'll look at some verses, and most of them come out of John regarding the Spirit. But in John 14:16, we see the Lord Jesus Christ praying to the Father. He says, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. It's helper in the New King James, comforter in the King James Bible, counselor in the NIV. And depending on what translation you have, they change that name around, but it's all the paraclete, the one who's called alongside of us to be our counselor, helper, comforter, and so forth. But he said, I will send the Holy Spirit to you. I'll give you another one who will come alongside you, and that he may abide with you forever. How long will he be with you? Forever. So he doesn't just move in for a weekend. He abides with you forever. John 15:26. The next verse, when the Comforter, the Helper, the Counselor comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, he is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, and he will testify of me. When the Spirit does come, he will testify of me, he will glorify me, he will proclaim me, he will point to me, he will magnify me, he will not set up a church unto himself. You won't find the church of the Holy Spirit. He will not set anything up for himself. Everything will testify of Christ. He is the guide to guide us to Christ, who is our provision in life. So that is his ministry. John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. He's telling his disciples, it's to your advantage that I go and I ascend into heaven. For if I do not go away, then the helper, the comfort, the counselor will not come to you. So it's to your advantage that I go, because only upon my ascension into heaven will then the comforter come to you. But if I depart, then when I am there seated upon the throne in heaven, I will send him to you. So these are some promises that Jesus made to his disciples regarding the coming of the Holy Spirit into their lives. He had not yet come during the gospel period of time. Although you know the Holy Spirit was around since Genesis. The Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the waters back in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. And the Holy Spirit has been present on the earth ever since, and operating on the earth, but he is coming in a unique and special way that Jesus is pointing to. Obviously, we know in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of God was upon him when he anointed Jesus. So the Spirit has been present on the earth, but he's coming in a very, very unique and special way towards the group, towards the church, after the ascension of Christ. So this is a very special visitation of the Holy Spirit that will take place after the ascension of Christ. In John 7:37, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." And this he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive sometime in the future, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet been ascended and glorified in heaven. But he said on the last day of the great feast, and that's a very important thing, this is the Feast of Tabernacles he's talking about. And the Feast of Tabernacles lasted 7 days, and on the eighth day there was an added ceremony that was added during the time of Moses, between the time of Moses and the time of Christ. There was an added ceremony. It was added by the Jewish priests and Levites. And this added ceremony, of course, the Feast of Tabernacles was inaugurated to celebrate the wanderings in the wilderness. And so during the Feast of Tabernacles, or Feast of Tents, or the Feast of Booths, as it was sometimes called, they would build lean-tos or tents out in the field, and they would stay out in those things for 7 days, celebrating the fact that they lived in the wilderness for 40 years, and God took care of them. But the added ceremony that the Jews added to it, they added a ceremony that on the eighth day, 7 days for the feast, and on the eighth day, the priest would take a golden pitcher and go down to the pool of Siloam. And then he would go through the crowds that surrounded the temple and offer them a drink from the pool of Siloam out of the pitcher. That was done to celebrate the fact that God twice during the wilderness wanderings brought water from the rock. And so they would go to the pool, which was made out of rock, and they would dip in and they would take the water from it, and then they would pass it out, and the folks who were around the temple, the eighth day of the feast day, would take a drink of water, and then they would cheer. They would cheer and celebrate the fact that God's provision. But the Pool of Siloam, we've mentioned before, not too long ago, the Pool of Siloam is very special. Remember, Hezekiah was the one who dug through 1,700 feet of solid rock to build a conduit from outside the city gates to the Pool of Siloam, when the city of Jerusalem was being surrounded and besieged by the Syrian army. And in that sense, they had a secret supply of water into the city that the enemy didn't know about. The enemy was out there oppressing them, but inside they had a provision from God, which came through solid rock and into the Pool of Siloam. And that, of course, was a picture of the Word of God in our lives. That no matter what surrounds us and what oppresses us, what circumstances we find ourselves in, we have a conduit of life-giving water, the Word of God, that is tunneled through to us so that we can be refreshed and nourished by it. So that was a beautiful picture. We have the same picture in John chapter 9 when the blind man was given his sight. Jesus made clay from the earth and put the clay on the man's eyes and told the man to go wash in the Pool of Siloam. Now the man had clay on his eyes, and that spoke of the fact that he had, because man came from the clay, from the earth, so that spoke of the fact that he had a humanistic, or he had a worldly perspective. He saw things from man's perspective. And then when they went into the pool, which is the Word of God, and washed the clay away, then he had a biblical perspective. So it was a transition from the worldly perspective to the biblical perspective, which Jesus demonstrated there in John chapter 9. So the Pool of Siloam is a very important pool. But Jesus' announcement here, you can see it now, the priest left the temple. He went to the pool, which was not too far away, filled his pitcher with water, and then passing through the crowds, giving people water, and the people are cheering because they're drinking the water, and Jesus stands up and says, "If any man thirsts, let him come to me." And so you can see the setting there is beautiful. And he didn't let opportunities go by. And so he stood up and cried out and said, if any man comes, let him come and drink. And he who believes in me, out of his heart flows rivers of living water. First he drinks in the water, and then he overflows with that water he's drinking in. And this he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would come in to his life. So this was an added ceremony to the Feast of Tabernacles, and it has a very beautiful picture. And Jesus used it in this scene here in John chapter 7. And remember, the filling of the water into a person's life comes also through the fact that his words are spirit and they are life. The intake of God's word fills you with spirit and life. As a man continues to drink into the Holy Spirit, then the same will be manifested from him. Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, which will manifest itself in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. And he said, if any man, in that verse in 3:37, if any man, and if there is E-A-N in the transliteration. E-A-N, we've taught you before, E-A-N means maybe they will drink, maybe they won't drink. There is a positive and a negative clause, if and I know they will drink, if and I know they won't drink. This is if, E-A-N, they may drink or they may not drink. Means that maybe some men will drink. But maybe some will be filled up with the things of this life and the things of this world, and they won't want to drink. And we find that today, don't we, when we minister or witness to people, that people don't want anything to do with us because they're already filled up with the things of this life. They're not empty yet. They're not hurting yet. They're not needy enough to reach out and grab what we're offering, what the Lord is offering them. So if any man... It's their choice at that point. And just as Jesus was manifested to us, Jesus existed in eternity past forever, but he was manifested to us in his incarnation. That's John 1:14. That's when he was born in Bethlehem. He was made known. He was manifested. We were able to see him. So also the Holy Spirit, who has been around since creation and before, in eternity past, he will also be manifested on the day of Pentecost. His presence will be sensed, felt, his power will be there, and that'll take place on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit brings with him on that beautiful day, which is 50 days after the Passover, the Holy Spirit brings with him five ministries to the church. On that day, the Holy Spirit will bring five ministries to the church. And you typologists can say five, number for grace. David had five smooth stones. Five ministries he brings with him. The first ministry he brings with him is he will regenerate people.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Cast your burden upon the Lord. Just let it go.